on today. How do we leverage our strengths in education, research, and clinical care to become an innovator in the changing healthcare environment, including new models of care delivery? How do we ensure proper balance between the academic and clinical missions of an academic medical center? How do we optimize services to our patient community? And finally, how do we create the appropriate financial model? And Walt Knorr is here today and will make a presentation. It's critical that this be sustainable financially. How do we create the appropriate financial model to support the tripartite teaching, research, and clinical care missions of an academic medical center? So I'd now like to ask our first speaker to come forward, but if I may, I'd just like to add a bit more words of biographical background for those who don't know our speakers. Dr. Rubenstein is former dean of the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, professor of medicine in the Division of Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolism, a member of the Institute of Medicine, a winner of national awards, who has provided service on national committees dealing with scientific integrity and research. He brings enormous understanding of the issues to the conversation today. As we think about the national platform and the national arena in which we operate, it's also critical that we understand the local environment where we deliver service and through that service educate our students and create opportunities for our faculty to conduct their scholarship. And we've asked Dr. Luis Munoz, president and medical director of the Work Care Group Medical Center. That group does practice some at Miles Square. He's a member of the Hispanic Center of Excellence at the University of Illinois Chicago. He has a proven commitment to the healthcare delivery and medical education to the Hispanic community by service on the board of directors of the Alvilio Medical Centers and the West Technical Center in the Pilsen Little Village area, and is a founding director of the Illinois Hispanic Physician Association. And we'll first hear from Dr. Rubenstein, if I could invite him to come to the platform. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Ms. Chairman, President Easter, Deans of the Health Science Schools, Board of Trustees, I want to thank you all for inviting me here. It's a great pleasure to address you, and I hope what I'll have to say will be of some interest to you. Of course, I want to qualify my remarks by mentioning an adage which says, if you've seen one academic medical center, you've seen one. And to try to generalize from my experience at the University of Chicago, Mount Sinai in New York, and most recently the University of Pennsylvania, gives me some insights into how one may think about some of the important questions that President Easter put on the board. On the other hand, each school and each university is somewhat unique. And so what I may say will have some relevance to you, but in many ways, the challenges and opportunities you have are really important in terms of, as has been pointed out, your own system and environment. Anyway, I hope, though, I'll be able to give you some insights into some of the challenges we all face today in this regard. Now, having thought about the challenges, one should also talk first about the opportunities. I know it's often said that having a hospital and a medical school in a university campus is a real great challenge, particularly for university presidents who aren't in this field, and I've heard that repeatedly. And although that's true, there are also wonderful opportunities if one can capitalize and catalyze the real opportunities that such a structure, such faculty and students give one. And here I've outlined somewhat some of the opportunities they are. Of course, if you think about what an academic medical center, and in this case, I'm not including nursing and dentistry and the others, but I'll come back to how important all of us are to work together. We have clinical health sciences service research, basic science for discovery. We have patients that we all look after. And we try to link these with translational research, which is bringing basic science research to the opportunity to enhance patient care from the treatment and cure of disease. And that letter from the patient that President Easter described gives you an opportunity to think about what we can do when we function at the highest level. Of course, this is all done in terms of educating the next generation, and